Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
Day one of the 2024-2025 college basketball season. Watched a two-year starter for the Duke Blue Devils hit the portal. Mark Mitchell, according to On3, they had it first, but it's since been corroborated by a bunch of different outlets. Mark Mitchell hitting the portal. I have to admit, surprised. Because here's the thing with Duke. They can recruit out of high school till the cows come home. They can recruit out of high school as well as anybody. The thing that they've been missing is the three or four vets. Right? The things that they've been missing are the three or four grizzled, been around, been through it, put through the meat grinder, came out on the other side, still feeling good players. They had Jeremy Roach last year. They still might have Jeremy Roach next year. He's a COVID year if he wants it. But Mark Mitchell, to me, could have been that dude. The sales pitch from John Shire and the coaching staff would have been a tough one. Right? Because when you're Mark Mitchell, you know, everybody is the main character in their own movie. But if you are somebody that was recruited that highly and had that much ability, you're definitely the main character in your movie. It's like a series. There's a whole cinematic universe, and you're the main character of it. So bringing in that recruiting class would have come with maybe some sacrifices, right? Hey, guess what? You're kind of built in a similar way to Cooper Flagg, right? You kind of would play similar minutes, meaning you would play maybe the same role, and that obviously means a little bit less for you. But, you know, I'm going to use a Mark Cubanism from Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. I can watch that all day. I watch the old ones, so then I can look up how good the business is. You know, 10 years later, I go back and watch like season 4 and then just to see if they became anything.
I remember them.
Yeah, it's that was a flash in the pan. And of course, you know, you can go look it up and they'll tell you there's websites, whole websites dedicated to it. But Mark Cuban, right, when someone starts haggling over the equity, right, I'm going to give you 250 grand for 10%. And they're like, no, I want 250 grand for 5%. And when they start doing that, he hits them with this. He goes, I'd rather own 80% of a watermelon than 95% of a grape. The sales pitch to somebody like Mark Mitchell is, do you want to be the number one option on a grape, or do you want to be the number three or four option of a watermelon? By the way, that's not super like appeasing to one's ego. You really got to massage that bad boy in there. But it's hey, we might win, we expect to win a national championship next year. You want to be a part of it, even if that is not the role you're hoping? Or do you want to go somewhere else where they'll promise you the world and you'll finish fifth in your conference and you'll be hoping for an at-large bid? Again, cold glass of water to the face. Not super nice, not super bedside manner. I wouldn't use those exact words, but I thought Mark Mitchell had a role that would have been vital for Duke next year. May not have been the biggest role that he was hoping for, but the role that he would have played would have been vital. And now they have to go fill that role somewhere else, probably in the transfer portal.
Because he would have been, if Jeremy Roach comes back, would be like the second oldest guy on that roster, really, when you think about it, because Ryan Young is leaving, anticipating Filipowski and McCain going to the NBA. Again, to be determined when it comes to that. But still, like, he would have been, like you said, the grizzled vet on a team where it's being proven now that age matters when it comes to the NCAA tournament.
If Roach comes back, they would have a fifth-year starter.
Yeah.
They would have a third-year starter. And if Proctor comes back, another third-year starter. And then you pair that with probably Malawash and Flagg in the starting lineup.
Caleb Foster.
Foster off the bench. The rest of that high-class recruiting, the Harris, the Evans, the Knipples, the TJ Power, if he develops into something. There's like that becomes suddenly a team that played, due to Caleb Foster's injury, five guys, right, with one of them being a freshman, to suddenly you can play nine with an equal amount of experience and inexperienced. And as we saw this postseason, just the nature of having like three or four juniors and above, your team handles the roller coaster of March Madness significantly better. But here's the thing with Duke. And here's the, like, you know this when you go to Duke, by the way. They don't mourn the left, right? If you leave, once you're gone, they're not saying, oh, poor us, we had this great player and now he transferred to blah, blah, blah. They're going, who's the next five-star that's going to take his minutes? ESPN put out their way too early top 25. They do it every year. It comes out minutes after the final, right? Minutes after the championship ends. They put out their way too early top 25, which actually has never really made more sense because really the 2024-2025 season started a month ago with transfers and everything else going on. So there's actually something to judge as far as like how well you're doing for next season.
Man, Keats was – for NC State was already bringing in transfers for next season before the run was even done.
Yep. And who do we talk? Oh, Brad Underwood from Illinois, the head coach for Illinois we talked to. Between the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, they have like, you know, 42 hours or whatever between games. He's like, I was making calls into the portal. I was recruiting in between those two games. So next season has already started. Duke, number one, according to ESPN. Number one team in the country. And that's not even accounting for, they're assuming Jeremy Roach leaves. They had some blanket rules for ESPN's way too early top 25. One of them was if the only year you have remaining is a COVID year, they assume you're gone until you announce you're coming back. So Jeremy Roach, they did not have as a returner. Jeremy Kane and Filipowski, they did not have returning because one of the other rules was if you're projected to be drafted in the top 60, they said you're gone.
Yeah.
And now Mark Mitchell is in the transfer portal. Guess what? I still believe they would be number one because that's the nature of Duke. Mark Mitchell's gone. Cool. Cooper Flagg will play more minutes. He's the projected number one pick in the NBA draft next year. He's the number one recruit in the country.
Sean Stewart probably getting a lot more minutes, a lot more opportunity.
He'll have to battle with Evans, and he'll have to battle with Harris, and he'll have to battle with whoever else is in the mix. Some transfer. I guarantee you they bring in a transfer big. I guarantee you they noticed they did not have a true veteran rim protector, and they'll go bring in that transfer, right? Because as good as Maluwash is, as good as some of these recruits are, they're going to want somebody that's a proven shot blocker and rebounder at the college level. And there's some out there, right, like a CAA Player of the Year, an Ivy League proven guy who, unlike Mark Mitchell, who's a two-year starter at Duke and leaving, they probably would just get pretty jazzed up to wear the Duke uniform, right? It's completely different thought process when you haven't done it for 2 years. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group. So Mark Mitchell out. I'm surprised. I thought he would play a vital role and really help a team that's going to have a ton of talent. But I really don't think it slows things down, right? It's Duke now goes from number one on the ESPN way too early college basketball poll, and Mark Mitchell leaves, and they tumble all the way down to still number one. In the ESPN way too early college basketball poll.
I think it also goes to show you as well is that when it comes to the world of college athletics, just because you have success at a high-end program doesn't mean your players aren't going to potentially leave. Everyone has their own reasons for why they want to go, whether it's they want a different opportunity, whether it's NIL money, whether it's more playing time, whatever it is. Like you said, Mark Mitchell was a starter, started, what, 60-plus games over the last 2 years.
Averaged 12 points this year at Duke?
At Duke. Like, not many – I mean, guys would kill for that opportunity. You know, to be like, yeah, I'll be the number three or four scoring option and start every game my first 2 years of my collegiate career at Duke. Yeah, I want to be part
of
that.
And win an ACC championship and go to an Elite Eight?
Yeah. I'm like, who wouldn't want to be part of that?
The interesting part is I wonder what the percentage of once one of your parents tweets something about your role on a team, how many of those players transfer the upcoming offseason?
That's a good point.
It's probably near 100%. If you early in the season, Mark Mitchell maybe wasn't scoring as much as he hoped or was expected, and his dad tweeted something out about, you know, he's a scorer and da-da-da-da. Then he had a stretch of like a bunch of 20-point games, and I was like, hey, look, his dad lit the fire in the right place. Ends up in the transfer portal. It's got to be above 90%. If your parents at any point in time during the year tweet something about how your role or you're not being used correctly or you should be doing more of this, it's like, well, enjoy him while he's here because he's going to be in the portal pretty quickly. Elsewhere in the ESPN way too early top 25, since we're talking about it, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
UConn, we talked about them being the standard earlier in the show. They're getting like the Coach K, Roy Williams, like that Duke treatment, that Carolina treatment, which is there's a good chance they're going to have to replace all five starters and their sixth man, either due to eligibility running out or going pro, like the Klingon and the Castles are probably going to be on their way out. But Spencer and Diarra, they have a bunch of others that are just their eligibility's up. They're picked fourth in the way too early top 25. That's just on some – they'll figure it out. We can't put him outside the top five.
We'll get a few top-end transfers.
Hurley's seeing the field well. He's gonna make the right adjustment. UNC is 15th, but I'll give you this. Carolina fans, before you write letters, before you go to ESPN and go, you guys don't know what you're talking about. ESPN has you at 15th. We were a one seed. They could easily vault up. Again, the rules I said earlier mean R.J. Davis and Harrison Ingram are being treated as if they are not returning to Chapel Hill. If one and or both of those guys go back to Chapel Hill, they're a top 10 team this far in advance easily. Maybe even higher. Right? If you bring back the Jerry West Award winner for the best shooting guard in the country and the ACC Player of the Year, that helps. And if you listen to this show, you know how much I'm a fan of Harrison Ingram's game. Either way, Elliot Cadeau, Seth Trimble are going to have to be bigger parts of the team, but I like that. I think part of their fault in going out in the Sweet 16 was those two guys didn't play enough in the second half. I'm a fan of them playing bigger roles. If R.J. Davis and Harrison Ingram come back, the ceiling is the roof for that team. Yeah, see what I did there? The ceiling is the roof. Me and MJ, we use the same misquoted cliches. Miami is 17th. Miami plays the NIL game well. They were not super good this year, to say it lightly. But they have the number six overall recruit in the country. They have a bunch of money to spend on NIL, a bunch of transfers coming in. They're expected to transform. And that is it for the ACC. Three teams in the top 25 for the ACC. The disrespect starts early. The disrespect starts early. When there's four teams in the Sweet 16 next year, let's remember this list. Out of the four teams that they put in the tournament because everyone else is being knocked by having a down ACC because they didn't have enough in the way too early top 25.
You have got to be kidding me.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They put none of them in the way too early top 25. So then early in the season, in the preseason, they don't have many because, like, well, they weren't that good. They're raw. They don't have the natural talent. Then you beat them early on, and it's like, oh, that doesn't mean anything. You didn't beat any. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.
The Drive with Tim Donnelly, 99.9 The Fan. Another thing going on here. Dennis is holding his hand up. Is there something you need to tell me?
Real. All this transfer portal news. I got a little more for you.
I'm so curious right now. Paul, our program director, came in and it looked like eyes as wide as saucers there.
Seth Trimble, North Carolina, transfer portal.
Well, everything I said about Seth Trimble taking a bigger role next year, I want you to know I did not know that was on the way. Seth Trimble, really? You know what this is? This is, you don't have to be upset to want to leave. Seth Trimble, and you can correct me, you obviously were around him as much as I was.
He announced this on his Instagram, by the way.
His parents sat right behind us at the ACC tournament, seemed to be having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
He had one of the biggest electric plays, a dunk in the ACC tournament that had everyone out of their seat. Seth, during media availability, always had a smile on his face, always seemed like he was enjoying himself. You brought it up earlier, right? Just because you're having success, just because somebody has a role on your team, doesn't mean they're all going to stay. That one's surprising to me because obviously the reason might be like that might be a listen, I love everyone at North Carolina. I enjoyed my time. There's something I'm looking for that isn't available here, or maybe a role that's bigger. I want to be featured and I'm former this, former that recruit. It's like there was not the parent tweeting about role as kind of the canary in the mine early in the season. It was much more of a this one comes out of nowhere for me.
So he posted it on his Instagram. Honestly, instant reaction thought on this. Maybe he's thinking, well, if RJ Davis comes back and Eli Ikudo comes back, I want to be a starter. I'm going to be in year three. I want to start somewhere. And honestly, he could start for a lot of places.
Oh, heck yeah.
A lot of places.
Do you think that now we're into inference? The news is Seth Trimble announced on his Instagram he is going in the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Do you think that was in kind of a – what the catalyst for that was maybe a text to his buddy RJ, like, hey, be real with me. Is there a spot for me to start at the shooting guard?
Yeah.
Or you know, you have the resume, the bona fides. I'm aware of what happens if you come back. Like, just shoot it straight with me. And maybe, like, maybe it wasn't like, hey, I'm coming back. You probably want to bounce. It may have been, I don't know, I'm 70-30.
He played a vital role for Carolina this past season.
I'm a big fan of Seth Trimble.
Yeah, as am I.
Here's where we have to get into the – again, this is all –
play great defense.
This is all inferring, trying to read tea leaves here. I think a big reason why I didn't agree – a big reason why I didn't agree with the way Hubert Davis coached their Sweet 16 loss is because in the second half, Eli Ikudo and Seth Trimble were basically relegated to audience members.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them combined in the second half played as much as Wojcik, which...
Yeah, Paxton Wojcik.
I always want to call him Peyton Wojcik.
Yeah.
Paxton Wojcik, which is... He was not... There were points in the season he was not playing in the rotation really at all. And then in one of the biggest games, or the biggest game, right, because it's the one that ended their season, he played as much as Seth Trimble and Eli Ikudo combined in the second half. Could that have been oh, that's what you think of me? Again, you have to look into it and players, I'll tell you exactly when we're going to learn what really happened with Seth Trimble, okay? I'll tell you, this will be the exact moment we learn why he transferred. Probably 15 years from now, he'll be on Theo Pinson or Tyler Hansborough's podcast, and they'll say, like, who's our biggest rival, Duke or State? And they'll laugh about that. then they'll tell some stories about Armando Bacot, and then they'll go, so what really happened? And he'll say, man, this is what happened, and he'll explain it, and it'll be something that none of us saw coming. But that's just the life cycle of a North Carolina player at this point. We get the real stories. Raymond Felton just went on some podcast and aired some dirty laundry with Rashad McCants. And McCants is on a podcast with Gilbert Arenas airing dirty laundry constantly. So that's kind of the life cycle of a North Carolina player. You play at North Carolina, you have your success, you have your struggles, whatever it is. You go on to life outside North Carolina. A few years later, you're on a podcast, and you to use the term the kids use, you spill the tea. But I'm surprised by Seth Trimble. He seemed like a guy that maybe was going to end up a 4-year guy at North Carolina, and have, like, I could see him being like weirdly like third all time in steals or something like that at North Carolina, second all time in steals or guard blocks or something along those lines, and obviously that's not going to happen because he's in the portal.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.